Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Monday morning, 8:51. It's time for our Monday reboot segment here on KSJE. That's when I get to talk with Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems, who's joining me remotely this morning to talk technology. Lewis, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Good to see you, but you're not Dr. Kim Mizell, so we're going to fix that in just a moment. But what's going on this week?
All right. Oh, gosh, all kinds of stuff. So the OpenAI thing is kind of finally settled down. Mr. Altman is back as in charge of being in OpenAI. None of his staff members that threatened to leave actually left, so they've retained the same employees and the same CEO. However, the board of directors has changed around. A lot of the people from the board of directors that originally went to fire Mr. Altman are gone.
Huh. And so what was the board? Yeah, what was the point, do we think? Was it just to get rid of the board, I guess? I mean, that's what's happened. The board and he had a little difference of opinion, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know if there was ever any intent to get rid of the board, but I think what happened is, yeah, there's a difference between the board and Mr. Altman in terms of the direction of the company. OpenAI was originally founded to be kind of altruistic, right? The idea was, well, we want to develop AI so that it doesn't, you know, get out of hand and be too commercial, that it's always open source. And I think at a certain point in time, Mr. Altman kind of, you know, realized that there's got to be, I'm not saying I share this opinion, but I think from his point of view, there's got to be some commercial viability to this. Kind of went down that road and disagreed with the board on that. And it looks like those board members that were really kind of all about that pure altruistic side of OpenAI are kind of gone.
Okay.
And the ones that remain are going to look a little bit more about how they can, you know, use this from a corporate standpoint. Microsoft, who invested a ton of money into OpenAI and
right.
benefited greatly from it, never actually had a seat on the board. And so when Altman was fired, it was a surprise to them. They, you know, tried to hire Altman and almost did mm-hmm. until he was brought back on the company. But one of the changes is now Microsoft has a seat on the board. It's not a voting seat, but they do have a seat. So at least they'll be aware of things like this in the future.
Okay. Interesting. So, all right. Thank you for the update, because that's just sound. It's just been a weird situation, I think, for the last couple of weeks.
Yep. It has been weird.
And, you know, and then we hear kind of from other sources all the warnings about AI, and some folks feel it's the greatest thing ever, and some folks feel it's going to lead us to extinction, and, you know, there's two schools of thought, if not more.
Yeah, and, you know, we're going to have to see how AI goes in the future. Again, I've shared this on the show before. I don't think that it's as quote-unquote revolutionary as people, you know, if you don't know anything about computers and algorithms and how these things go, it could be kind of scary to think, oh my gosh, there's this thing that can think now and take over the world. But really, the point that AI is at right now is farther along than we thought it would be at this point, and it is very close to human, you know, how humans work. But AI is still basically just a way for computers to learn. In the past, you had to program a computer to do everything. You had to tell it, you know, if this, do this, if this, do this.
Right.
Computers couldn't actually learn. And that's what this is, really. AI is just now, where it's at now, it's capable of learning things. In this limited form, it's just capable of learning language.
True.
So that's really what you're looking at, is kind of the way AI we have now is really kind of a search engine on steroids, right? It can understand what you're saying and go out into a vast amount of data and pull information that you want based on just what you tell it to do. But we're not to the point yet where we have this, you know, fully functioning brain that can do everything and control the world. We're not there.
Right.
So I don't think people should panic.
But I think folks are just worried that when we do get there, or as we approach getting there, if there's no guardrails, it could go really bad.
Yes.
If we're not careful.
And I agree with that. I think, but you know, we've got to work really hard on putting guardrails. But again, technology is technology. You know, no matter what guardrails you put on it, those guardrails depend on people actually adhering to those guardrails. You know, what you really have to worry about is if somebody decides to blow the guardrails all to heck, then, you know, what do you do?
Well, now I'm worried again. Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Lewis.
Well, we're not there yet.
Right, we're not
there. We're going to have uncontrollable, crazy AI. So
good.
Let's not panic.
Let's not panic. Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
CNN is reporting that Spotify is about to cut about 17% of its staff, reducing costs. A third round of job cuts for Spotify. And here I thought streaming was booming, but maybe not so much.
Well, it's not streaming that's the problem. It's across the board technology companies. Twilio also announced that they're cutting another 5% of their people. So it's still a technology thing. I think a lot of technology companies are still coming down from the COVID, the post-COVID greatness. I don't know. So, you know, COVID started and everything kind of went weird, but technology companies kind of grew during COVID. And
sure.
Then post-COVID, they thought all this stuff was going to come back. They hired a bunch of people the last couple of years, especially right after COVID. They hired tons and tons of people. And now that everything's kind of settling down, their business isn't quite where it was right after COVID. So now they're all, you know, kind of letting people go again.
Gotcha.
Going from there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So maybe just kind of a reset with the current economic climate that we're seeing.
Yeah, I think, I'm not an economist. And, you know, again, we say on this show all the time, like a lot of other shows, don't do anything based on what we say because we're not experts. But you know, to me, it seems like in technology we're still kind of having corrections, and we will for a while. Technology's got to settle.
Right.
One of the problems I think with technology, my personal opinion, is one of the problems with technology companies is that they're so quick to react. I mean, the minute something happens that they look like they're going to have new business, they start hiring people like crazy without any real thought to the long term. I think that's the weakness of technology companies, is that they're really not long-term focused.
Gotcha. Well,
so something changes and you start firing those same people you just hired.
True. Yeah. Okay. Very true. Time for one more note that you noticed last week or so. What's going on?
Tesla Cybertruck is out.
Oh, right.
You can, for $67,000, you can get this insanely, in my opinion, ugly as heck, you know, stainless steel looking Cybertruck. But you know what, Scott, if you can't afford a Tesla Cybertruck for $60,000, you know what? You can get a Tesla Cyber Kids truck for $1,500. It's like a Power Wheels on steroids. So I thought that was interesting that Tesla started rolling that out.
Interesting.
Kick out of that.
Yeah. Okay. But now, I from what I saw, I think I'm correct. Is that the Cybertruck has a pretty good range to it, doesn't it? Isn't it about 400 miles or so?
Oh, yeah, it's got a good rate. I mean, you know, it's Tesla, right? So it's, you know, the quality end of it, it's going to be a little bit higher than everything else. So
right.
It's a good vehicle. I was just being, you know, me about
it. Well, it looks,
I just don't like the way that it looks.
It looks different. Yeah, the design is really different. You won't miss it coming down the road. If you park next to one, you will definitely notice it for sure. So.
But I'm not, you know, that's just my opinion. There's nothing wrong with the truck itself, at least that I know of. I mean, we'll see.
Well, there were a few crash test results I was noticing over the weekend that it didn't do too well with, but
now there you go.
What trucks do. And then, and the other thing would be, I guess, you know, can Tesla, I guess, you know, meet all of its orders, right? I mean, that's out, but are they able to fulfill all the orders, right? How long is it going to take them to get trucks into the hands of all the people that put a deposit down, right?
Yeah. And is it going to compete? I mean, it's Tesla, so it'll probably compete well. Tesla's a lot like Apple. A lot of people buy Tesla because it is Tesla and because, you know, they have the design and they're, you know, they're kind of a status symbol. But you still got like the Ford F-150 Lightning truck. You have all these other, and I actually, my opinion, that's pretty stiff competition. I think Ford has been very intelligent in how they've developed their cyber stuff. They're basically leaning on what they already have. Like, look, we've got this great best-selling truck. We're not going to mess with that. We're going to create a cyber version of it. But they've taken the time and effort to do that in a quality manner. So we'll have to see. We'll have to see how it all shapes out.
We'll see what happens. All right. Very good. Well, Lewis, thanks so much. We are out of time this week, but we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Hey, thank you, everybody. Have a great week.
All right, you too. That'll be our final visit of the year with Lewis Campbell for our Monday Reboot segment next Monday right here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.